local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Doing it live on a Tuesday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. So glad to have you with us. Joe and Austin with you here for the next hour, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. As always, the text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And if you see something on the roads, you can either text us if it's safe to do so, or you can give us a call, 850-2626-111. Got our top stories with national headlines, state, local news, sports, pop culture, entertainment. We've got it all. So settle in and kick back and enjoy. Austin, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, sir. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. My little one had her 9-month checkup today.
Really?
Everything is really good. Yeah. She's very healthy.
Good to hear.
I think she's like in the 99th percentile as far as height goes, and her cognitive skills cannot be computated. She is that smart. I have no idea where she got that from, but things are going very well there. Really enjoying the crisp weather we have.
Absolutely.
It would stick around, but it looks like we got a little bit of a warm-up coming up later this week. We'll get checks of the weather here every 10 minutes on the fives, as well as a check of the roads for you, too. We'll get started with our top three stories. The latest from Israel is that CIA Director Bill Burns is meeting with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts to discuss a further extension of the truce between Israel and Hamas. As yesterday, the temporary pause in fighting was extended an additional 2 days, and as part of the deal, Hamas has so far released 69 hostages. Israel has freed 150, mostly women and minors, from Israeli jails. Meanwhile, both sides are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire agreement. At last check, I believe that there were now 12 more hostages that had been released as part of the extended deal. So that's some more good news there. The Pentagon today says missiles that were fired from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen in the direction of a Navy warship were not intended for the vessel.
The vessels, the Mason and the Central Park, were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says the missile landed near the USS Mason and a commercial tanker, but it was assessed that they were not being singled out. So, interesting update there. And also today, Hunter Biden says he's willing to testify before Congress in the House's investigation into his actions, but only if he can do so publicly. The president's son's legal team said so in a letter to the House Oversight Committee. Hunter Biden's attorneys accused the House of using closed-door sessions to manipulate, even distort the facts, and misinform the public. I think that the House members of the House Oversight Committee would welcome the idea of Hunter testifying publicly. I think that will be a thing that happens. 4:12 here, those are a look at our top three stories. Focusing here on local headlines today, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference after the Thanksgiving holiday. And he says that record-breaking travel over the Thanksgiving weekend, which we heard from with TSA, especially Sunday, and it's no different here at the Pensacola International Airport.
Had another double-digit increase year over year with 43,000 passengers went through our airport for Thanksgiving weekend, which is a 15.3% increase from the same time last year.
Now, Reeve says the airport has double-digit growth every month this year compared to last. He adds that the city has formally submitted a request for state funding towards the new airport terminal, and they plan to add 400 parking spaces in the spring. So there's a lot going on as far as trying to handle the immense growth over the weekend. In fact, on the Pensacola International Airport Facebook page, airport officials were encouraging people to use ride-sharing taxi or perhaps having a family member or a friend drop them off due to parking being at capacity. So definitely a need that hopefully can get solved here relatively quickly. This morning we had Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons on the Pensacola Morning News giving more details on the shooting in Cantonment from this weekend. That on Shepherd Street Sunday night, Simmons says investigators do not believe the woman that was shot was the intended target.
The victim was in the passenger seat. There was a male suspect in the driver's seat, and we believe he was actually the target of the shooting itself.
Okay.
The more tragic part of this, besides the individual was hurt, is that there was a one-year-old that could have been injured as well. That one-year-old was in a car seat behind the passenger seat.
Yeah, and Simmons says that as they were backing out of the driveway, another vehicle pulled up, fired several rounds into the car, and they're looking into whether that shooting was connected to one in August near the same home. In that incident, Simmons says another woman was also shot mistakenly. Of course, if you have any information, you're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. There will be new leadership when the Pensacola City Council meets next. A special meeting was held this week to hold the annual election for council president and vice president. Delarian Wiggins, the outgoing council president, had these words.
It's not an easy seat to sit in, so I did the best that I could. And so I thank you, everyone, for what y'all have done in assisting me to be the president. And
so the current vice president and District 3 Councilman Casey Jones will serve as council president now. District 4 Jared Moore will serve as vice president. 4:15 right now, we will take a brief pause for traffic and weather together. One more local story and then state headlines.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And typically we talk about what's congested, but I got to tell you, I think a shorter list would be where are we not congested in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here. A lot to cover, starting with the usual suspect here, Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling north or southbound on Pine Forest, between I-10 and 9 Mile Road, expect some backups there. Pretty typical for this time of day. Also, North Davis Highway has been giving us a lot of trouble. If you're traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road, perhaps maybe trying to go a little bit further, get onto I-10, that could give you some trouble. Same if you're heading southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, around where University Parkway merges onto the street there. Also, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that is also looking particularly troublesome. And then here's a big one, actually in Santa Rosa County. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards West Spencerfield Road, we had some traffic accidents being reported there, and that has caused some heavy, heavy backups in Pace currently. Oh, and lastly, as for Milton, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, expect some backups there as well, as we typically do this time of day.
All right, thank you very much. 4:17 right now, taking a look at the weather forecast for this evening and future. Right now we're at 58. Overnight tonight, 37 for the low. We're going to have clear skies. More sunshine Wednesday with a high of 58 as well. Cloudy overnight Wednesday, 44. Warm up to around 67 degrees, pushing up to 70 on Thursday with partly sunny skies. Thursday night, rain returning to the forecast. And then Friday, Saturday, at least a 50% chance of showers each day heading into the weekend. So that's a look at what's to come. The prior local story we had regarding city council leadership. So the city council will have one meeting in the month of December before the new year. And during that meeting, the council is expected to put an ordinance on the books that would bring accountability to tree-cutting businesses.
For heritage trees, an arborist must perform the pruning and removal. And then, of course, there'll be penalties like paid fines that go into the tree planting trust fund, the same way that's set up right now for property owners. But you'll also be subject to losing the ability to do business in the city.
And so Mayor Reeves says the city has identified several situations where a tree was cut down illegally, but the only authority they had was to fine the homeowners, whether they knew about the city rules or not. And Reeves says, while in many cases it was warranted to fine the homeowners, ultimately the burden should be on the contractors to know the regulations, as it's their expertise, or should be. 4:19, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Off and running here on a Tuesday. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home?
Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at @PColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you wouldn't even think it grows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
424 now, News Radio 92.3. Good old Rudy, the red-beaked reindeer. Austin.
Yes, sir.
Did you know who sings that, by the way?
Ray Charles.
Oh, okay.
That version.
I guess
was
I should have known that. It always makes me. It's weird because the version of that song that I'm most familiar with is Dean Martin's, but I don't understand why he goes off where he has to change the lyrics up.
I thought he was drunk.
Yeah, he may have been.
That's honestly, like, I'm not even saying that to be funny. Like, I honestly thought that was what it was.
Yeah, Rudolph is a German name, but yep. He always infuses the German in there, mit your nose so bright.
He also says, won't you guide mine?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. It takes away from it a little bit. But that's a soapbox that I just stepped on randomly there. 4:25, we'll get state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah, we've been dealing with a lot in Pensacola so far, and the same can be said for Santa Rosa County. We'll get to that in just a moment. For starters, North Davis Highway giving us a lot of trouble going both north and south. If you are traveling south on North Davis Highway, or north near University Parkway, just past Olive Road, expect some backups there. Also, if you're traveling northbound towards Creighton Road and coming from Creighton Road, it is backed up in those areas as well. Also, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, that one typically gives us some trouble, and it is currently also. And then Pine Forest Road, speaking of ones that give us trouble, both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. Going both ways there, Pine Forest Road is giving us some severe issues. Now to Santa Rosa County. This one is the big one as of late. There was an accident on Caroline Street in the Pace area heading eastbound towards West Spencer Field Road. We had some accident reports from there earlier, and it's still causing some heavy backups. And further down, if you're coming westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River to get into downtown Milton, expect some pretty heavy traffic there also.
Yeah, 90 essentially from the causeway all the way to Walmart.
Yeah, it's looking pretty rough.
Both east and westbound directions there, so be mindful if you are heading in that general area. Taking a look at some of our state headlines today. So there is a debate this week, but it's not a presidential one. It's the Republican-Democratic governors of Florida and California.
Mm.
Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. That's Thursday night on Fox News. Sean Hannity is moderating. It's a 90-minute debate in Georgia. Hannity says the debate will focus on the contrast of ideas between red state Florida and blue state California.
Interesting.
We will be carrying that live on Thursday. I think that starts 8 p.m.
I believe so, yes.
Central time, so there you go.
And dozens of Broward County students are protesting as an investigation into whether a transgender student athlete was allowed to compete. A walkout was planned at Monarch High School in Coconut Creek the day after its principal and several other staffers were reassigned. The case appears to involve a student who transitioned to female years ago and now plays on the girls' varsity volleyball team.
All right. Private insurers are taking over more Florida insurance policies for the second month in a row. Seven carriers absorbed more than 90,000 policies from the state's Citizens Property Insurance last week. It's part of an effort to reduce the number of homes covered by Citizens, which is supposed to be used as a last resort.
And Florida manatees could return to the endangered species list. Federal wildlife officials are currently considering whether to put West Indian manatees back on the protective list. The aquatic mammal was downlisted to a threatened species in 2017 due to a lack of food supplies. The FWC says that nearly 500 manatees have died across the state just this year.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning folks to watch out for scammers.
The most common schemes we're seeing, you know, using online, using technology, as people trying to appear as a large retailer, such as Amazon or UPS or Target, or in saying there's a problem with your account and we've suspended it. And they'll do this through text message or email, maybe even a phone call.
Yeah, so common scam also phishing for bank account information. They can send text messages that closely resemble fraud notifications from banks, then convince you to call and provide your account information to them.
And Floridians, whose property was damaged by Hurricane Idalia, are running out of time to apply for federal help. Applications must be submitted to FEMA by Wednesday, November 28th. Residents in 18 counties may be eligible for assistance for temporary housing, home repairs, and other disaster-related expenses.
And by the way, going back to that the scam story there, I have a buddy of mine. He works for a large financial institution in the area. He works for them.
Very vaguely put. Go ahead.
He got scammed by somebody claiming to work for the place that he works at. So, I mean, these people, I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And they make things to look and sound like just exactly like, I mean, they sounded just like a representative for this institution would. And he works for the dang place. And he got taken. So,
yeah.
You know, be extra careful, of course. You know, we talked about yesterday, a lot of people are shopping on their phones these days. I know I am. I'm pretty much almost exclusively shopping on my phone these days. So, yeah, just keep an eye out there. All right, that'll do it for this segment. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. A busy afternoon of national headlines. We'll hit that next. And what's happening in the world of sports today? Austin, did you hear who the University of Arkansas is looking to get for their offensive coordinator job?
Yes, I did.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Relief agencies are attempting to surge aid to Gaza during a multi-day ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. U.S. military delivered a massive shipment of supplies today. Fox's Jared Halpern.
A U.S. Air Force C-17 delivered more than 54,000 pounds of medical supplies, ready-to-use food and other critical needs to Egypt, where UN trucks will transport that assistance into Gaza.
Temporary ceasefire is scheduled to expire Wednesday. Disgraced former South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdaugh appearing back in court today. He pleaded guilty to stealing from his clients.
The judge accepted Murdaugh's guilty plea and sentenced him to 27 years in prison. That's on top of his previous life sentence for the 2021 murders of his wife and son.
Fox's Jonathan Siri in South Carolina. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. NetApp is out with a bullish forecast regarding its full-year profit and sales. After today's market close, the data and storage software company reported better-than-expected fiscal second-quarter results and significantly boosted its full-year forecast. In response, shares of NetApp are soaring about 10% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular action, stocks managed slim gains. The Dow Industrials rose 83 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite added 4 and 40, respectively. Hopes that more bidders will emerge for U.S. Steel boosted the former Industrial Titans shares today, a jump of 1.7%. Back in August, Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel said it was evaluating strategic options that could include the sale of all or part of its business. Today, CNBC's David Faber reported that bids are due on Friday and that as many as 5 bidders were expected. We already know that Cleveland-Cliffs is one of those bidders. U.S. Steel, for its part, declined to comment. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
D- DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. We've already seen two coaches fired this year in Josh McDaniels and Frank Reich, and there will be more openings over the next 2 months. I believe Bill Belichick, Brandon Staley, Sean McDermott, Ron Rivera, Matt Eberflus, and Todd Bowles won't be the head coaches of their current teams next season. That means 8 NFL head coaching jobs would be up for grabs, more could follow, creating potentially the craziest hiring cycle ever. I'm Zach Gelb.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
It's a Fox News Radio special event. DeSantis versus Newsom. Live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, focusing on the major issues impacting our country, the economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92. Excuse me. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I was moving the wrong dial there. It is just a little bit past 4:35. We are going to get another traffic and weather update here for you. And there is a lot to report on. Here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, North Davis Highway has been a big problem for us. If you are traveling either north or southbound, just past Olive Road near University Parkway on North Davis, that's going to give you a lot of trouble. The same can be said if you're traveling northbound on North Davis, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 there, expect some trouble doing that. Another one that's giving us a lot of issues lately is Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and a little bit beyond that towards North Palafox Street, those are problematic areas as well. And southbound on Pine Forest Road, coming from West 9 Mile towards I-10, that has gotten severely backed up at the moment. And speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound towards Ashland Avenue, that is severely backed up at the moment also. And that is just in Pensacola. As for Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling eastbound towards West Spencerfield Road, that has been backed up for it's breaking up a bit, but it has been backed up for a while. So experience some congestion if you are in that area. And lastly, if you're coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, that is also giving us a lot of trouble.
Cold weather has settled in, and we've got a freeze warning for the inland areas during the overnight hours, officially from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Look for some of those spots to drop down to and maybe just below the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Otherwise, along the coastal areas, low temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Late this week, we have rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, another cold night tonight. You heard him say that. Right now we're at 58 degrees. 38 is the low tonight. So be mindful of that. By the way, the text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Taking a look at national headlines today. A Russian court has extended the pre-trial detention of the American journalist accused of spying. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested on espionage charges back in March. Russian news agencies say a court in Moscow added 2 months to his pre-trial detention period. That means his detention will continue through January 30th, and he still has to go to trial after that.
And former President Trump will be the final defense witness in the New York civil fraud trial against the Trump Organization. The former president and his adult sons, Trump attorney Chris Kyes, saying, quote, Trump will testify on December 11th, and that Donald Trump Jr. will testify again December 6th. Both made combative appearances during the state's portion of the case. Their new appearances will be as defense witnesses.
In Texas, the state Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in a case that could affect the state's near-total ban on abortion. It allows the procedure to take place if the mother's life is in danger, but doctors say the rules are too vague.
In critical times of health crises, they can't make a quick legal judgment of whether or not a patient is sick enough to get an abortion so that they don't have to go to prison themselves.
The Center for Reproductive Rights says that the health care is being delayed in Texas so doctors can get a legal opinion. Some moms have reportedly been forced to deliver a stillbirth because their physician was too afraid to perform an abortion.
And Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement. Americans for Prosperity Action, it's a Republican super PAC backed by the Koch brothers, says that Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to, quote, take on our nation's biggest challenges. The endorsement is seen as a major boost, especially financial, to Haley's campaign as a viable Republican alternative to Donald Trump.
Yeah, also this afternoon in Atlanta, a memorial service held for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
We have been so enormously gratified by the love and support that we have felt from across the world. My grandmother doesn't need a eulogy. Her life was a sermon.
President Biden was there along with former President Clinton and every living First Lady. 99-year-old former President Jimmy Carter was also there. The funeral will be on Wednesday.
And the 41 trapped construction workers in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas are now all safe.
These crews are working on this massive project aimed at connecting various sites together through this network of roads. But a landslide caused a portion of the nearly 3-mile-long tunnel to collapse.
The low-wage workers from some of the country's poorest areas were trapped for a total of 17 days. The tunnel originally caved in on November 12th. The men were pulled out on stretchers through a 3-foot-wide steel pipe.
Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So we teased this a little bit coming into the Fox News break. Mm-hmm. So Arkansas, they've fallen on hard times for sure.
Oh, yeah. 4-8. Ouch.
They long to get back to the glory days of Bobby Petrino. So much so that they are looking at bringing him back as the offensive coordinator. What that means is that they are bringing him back to be the interim head coach, seeing how that plays out, and then just making him the head coach again.
Yes.
That's how that's going to play out.
Well, and he had a pretty refresh my memory
So this was back in 2010, 2011, 2012 good team.
Yeah, and he had a pretty controversial exit, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
why it's a shock.
that's putting it mildly. Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one that I had an inappropriate relationship with the staffer that he hired. Mm-hmm. They found out about it, something to do with a motorcycle accident. There's, of course, the famous picture of him in the neck brace.
Yeah.
So, yes, he's out the door after that. And, obviously his football acumen is well-known, well-documented. Arkansas was very good team with him as the head coach. And so, you know, I guess 12 years has gone by, and so Arkansas is now doing all the vetting to look into bringing him back. This is, as I said, this is a long game move here. He's not, they're not hiring him to be the offensive coordinator. They're hiring him to get him in place to take over as the, quote, interim coach, and then to make him the permanent head coach.
Yes.
So that's what's happening there. bowl season, what are we, like 3 weeks away from bowl season, if not even sooner than that?
Yeah, I think they start around like December 17th, 18th.
Something like that. Yeah, that sounds right. Well, and there is, of course, sponsorships change. And now there is a new bowl called the Pop-Tarts Bowl. You will know this as most recently being the Cheez-It Bowl.
Yes.
The actual game has been around since 1990. But this one is actually going to be pretty interesting because whoever wins the Pop-Tarts Bowl will actually get to eat the mascot. That's right. This is going to be December 28th in Orlando. Whoever is on top is going to get a large toaster treat. I don't know if the toaster treat is going to be big enough where like somebody like can like actually kind of fit in it. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But that's pretty interesting. Of course, the most famous edible bowl that I'm aware of. I mean, you've got the potato bowl, but you also have the mayo bowl.
Duke's
where,
mayo bowl.
You know, the coach gets doused with just a it's the grossest thing you've ever seen. Who was it? It was South Carolina, right? It was Beamer's son.
Shane Beamer.
Shane Beamer, yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting doused with mayo.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think, because it was like a couple of like cheerleaders, right, who like went to pour it on him, and like her hand slipped, and he basically got domed the vat or whatever.
Yeah. So there you go. Love college bowl season. College basketball tonight. Number 8, Miami, and number 12, Kentucky.
Ooh.
That's a good one. 6:30 on ESPN. You've also got LSU and Syracuse at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. NBA doubleheader on TNT at 6:30. You've got the Bucks in the Heat. 9 o'clock, the Warriors taking on the Kings. 4:45, we'll get another check on the roads. Busy this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. I was almost out of breath having to list all the issues that we've been having last time. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, or quite frankly southbound as well, near University Parkway heading towards Olive Road, expect some serious backups there. The same can be said if you're traveling northbound on North Davis, just past Creighton Road, trying to get onto I-10. That's been giving us some issues as well. We're also now, I didn't even touch on this last time because it's worsened since we last talked about it, but the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, especially if you're heading westbound on Burgess, that is getting backed up at the moment. Also, we're still seeing a backup on West 9 Mile Road if you are traveling westbound towards Ashland Avenue. That is still backed up. Pine Forest Road heading southbound towards I-10. If you've just come from West 9 Mile, that is backed up also. Brent Lane, if you are traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street, that is also problematic. And some good news here. Most of the congestion we were seeing in Pace on Caroline Street towards West Spencerfield Road has seemingly cleared up nicely, but we are still dealing with some backups on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now, as far as the weather goes, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Temperatures are going to be cold overnight with 30s for most areas. In fact, some of the inland areas could drop down to the freezing mark of 32 or even a bit below. Because of that, a freeze warning has been issued for those inland areas. That's from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Later this week, we have high rain chances, and that takes us into the weekend as well. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
4:48 the time, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Amazon delivers more packages to homes in the U.S. than both UPS and FedEx. Amazon surpassed UPS in parcel volume in 2022, FedEx back in 2020. Internal forecasts show Amazon is expecting to make some 5.9 billion deliveries by the end of this year.
And newly unsealed court documents in a federal lawsuit against Meta shows that the company refused to shut down most social media accounts of children under the age of 13. They also revealed that Meta collected their personal information without their parents' consent. Attorney generals from 33 states have accused Meta of receiving more than a million reports of under 13 users on Instagram.
You know, Sports Illustrated used to be a behemoth in the media industry, sports writing for sure. Well, they've have obviously changed a lot, and now they're not even really operating, apparently, unless it's AI-generated.
What?
Sports Illustrated says it has deleted several articles from its website after publishing them under fake names and author headshots created with AI. The existence of the articles was revealed in a report from Futurism, which couldn't find any evidence of the author's existence and found the headshots for sale on digital marketplaces.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. And see, what sucks is that this is something that a lot of people kind of predicted when it came to AI and faces and
stuff.
Well,
that's what we were talking about yesterday, the word authentic, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
You know, you're going to, and I haven't been to Sports Illustrated in years. I don't even know if they still produce the weekly magazine. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, if I'm going to a sports website, obviously like ESPN, CBS Sports, any of them.
Yeah.
And you click on an article to recap anything or talk about a big story, you would think that when you see a name and a face, it's like, okay, this is an author who's taken the time to do this.
That is the appropriate assumption.
Sports Illustrated apparently said, no, we were just AI generated. So that's a pretty interesting there. And I wonder if there aren't news organizations that are already doing this that we don't know about yet.
Yeah. SI just might be the first one to get caught. And home prices are on the rise for the eighth straight month. The latest S&P National Home Price Index shows prices were nearly 4% higher in September compared with the same month a year ago. Prices continued to rise even as 30-year fixed mortgage rates approached 8%.
Austin, big one for you tomorrow night in New York City. That's right. It's the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson hosting. Cher, Barry Manilow also will be there. The tree is an 80-foot-tall Norway spruce. It's 43-foot wide, and the ceremony is on NBC starting at 7 o'clock.
That is a song, by the way, that Kelly Clarkson song that I love. I have that on my phone. I listen to that. Yeah. And Mark Cuban is ready to leave Shark Tank. On the Showtime podcast, All the Smoke, Cuban said that the next season of the ABC series will be his last. Cuban said he's invested in hundreds of companies over the years, and he's proud that the show has inspired, quote, multiple generations of entrepreneurs.
4:51, wacky stories and good news to wrap up our number one, Pensacola, right now.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Pete Moore has the VW for you to drive home today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just behind 455 here, so we are going to get another check of the traffic and weather. Right now, there's been a lot going on so far this hour in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and that has not changed. If you're traveling northbound, but especially southbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some backups there. We've been dealing with that so far this evening. Also, we have an accident report near Ashland Avenue if you're traveling westbound on a 9 Mile Road that's causing some backups at the moment. And North Davis Highway, giving us a lot of trouble so far this evening. If you're traveling northbound just from Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, or if you are in the University Parkway area heading to or from Olive Road on North Davis, that's going to give you some issues as well. Lastly, in Pensacola, the real big hitter right now is Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis and a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street, those are getting increasingly backed up. And lastly, this is a big one in Santa Rosa County. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up pretty extensively there also.
Texter also just letting us know as you were finishing up there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze eastbound. First traffic light exiting the Naval Live Oaks area. There is a police officer that has some people pulled over, and that's slowing everything down. There you go. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the latest.
Cold weather has settled in, and we've got a freeze warning for the inland areas during the overnight hours, officially from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Look for some of those spots to drop down to and maybe just below the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Otherwise, along the coastal areas, low temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Late this week, we have rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 58, overnight low tonight is 38. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A Connecticut woman is suing the salad chain Chopped, claiming she found part of a finger in her salad.
What?
A lawsuit filed in state Supreme Court alleges that in April, Allison Causey realized she was chewing on a portion of a human finger that had been mixed into the salad.
How?
The suit says it came from a manager who had sliced off part of his finger while chopping arugula. So there you go.
Okay, but the thing is, it's like if you just slice off a little layer of skin, no one's probably going to notice that. It's got to be a chunk of flesh.
Yeah.
Whatever. The list of the most common slang of 2023 is out, and only 2% of parents knew every word on this year's list. Some words were held over from 2022, like salty and extra, but several new entries made this year's list. Put together by language learning platform Preply. The list found that the most used slang word is sus, which is short for suspicious or suspect, followed by bet, which means I agree or you're on, and yeet, to violently throw something.
Now, Austin, you are a very young, hip individual.
Oh, I'm in the know, buddy.
Uh-huh. So, now, salty, I understand.
That means you're upset.
Means you're upset.
You're hurt.
Extra, uh-huh. Does that... I only know extra to be like in addition to.
Well, let me just say.
So what is the slang term meaning for extra?
I hardly use any of these words. Extra, I think that means like you're just kind of being like a bit over the top.
Bro, you're being so extra like that. All right.
Yeah, and you kind of said that extra as well. You're being so extra.
All right. Well, maybe I am a little hipper than I thought I was.
Yeah. You're extra, Joe.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Today is Giving Tuesday.
Oh,
apparently
awesome.
This is a thing that happens after the Black Monday or Cyber Monday shopping craze. Mm. There is a list of the most bizarre things that people have donated to Goodwill in honor of Giving Tuesday. Some of them are a literal guillotine.
Okay.
Employee says it went for $30. A basket of taxidermy kittens.
Mm.
A glass jar that was labeled Fart, June 1975. there is also underwear for squirrels.
Okay.
That was on there. And a Louis Vuitton purse with human teeth inside.
Ew.
So that's just some of them. We'll have more here over the next couple of hours. 4:59, that'll do it for us here in hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next.